Ay bobo, ay bobo, ay bobo. Welcome to the Agua Cerito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation. Bobo, welcome to another episode of Agua Cerito. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Konekife. I'm excited to kick off today's topic. Is it voodoo? Is it voodoo? Is it voodoon? That is going to be our prompt for today. A common question, and a very valid question. Why are there so many different spellings of the same word? And most importantly, does it matter? So we're going to really take some time to unpack that. But before we jump into today's topic, let's start with some breaths. Let's start with some grounding, right? So together, let's breathe three times. So inhale love and exhale fear. Inhale peace. And exhale worries. Inhale abundance. And exhale lack. Allow your breath to align with your heartbeat. Greetings to Almighty God. Thank you for the breath of life. Greetings to all of the divine saints and angels in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Greetings to the ancestral spirits in the east, west, north, and south. Greetings to the ancestral spirits of earth, water, fire, and air, both known and unknown. Greetings to the ancestral spirits of our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, and beyond, both near and far. Greetings to all of our ancestors. Thank you for bringing us together, both near and far. We are asking for your support and guidance in this moment. Thank you for the wisdom and the ongoing learning that we are all collectively on. We are giving gratitude and thanks to all the ancestors of all the people receiving the messages of this podcast episode right now. Greetings to you, our esteemed listeners. Thank you for the thread that connects all of us as brothers and sisters on this earthly realm. Thank you for the moment to be in community with each and every one of you. We ask to enlighten and empower our listeners with light, wisdom, and knowledge. We ask in this moment to liberate our hearts and our minds in order to connect with the sacred divine. We ask that whatever is needed from this episode be met. We ask that whatever guidance that needs to be shared is shared, as well as understood in this episode. We ask that whatever lessons need to be learned, be learned. Aibo bo, ago ago, bo, asao, alaso, aoshenago, javo do, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa, sembo. In today's episode, I really want to take some time and acknowledge how Haitian Vodou, and this is going to be my opinion, and I'm going to be a little biased here. I think Haitian Vodou is honestly one of the most fascinating, influential, and powerful religions in the entire world. According to the National Geographic, there are over 60 million people that practice Vodou worldwide, and that is known. There's a lot of individuals that do practice Vodou, and they practice it underground. So I personally believe that number is much, much higher. And I believe that because I really feel that just given the decentralized nature of the religion, the syncretism that comes with the religion, I feel like there's just no way to really accurately measure the number of people that do practice the faith. Many people practice in secrecy for fear of judgment or for fear of societal alienation. And I think because Vodou represents a symbol of Black strength, it represents Black liberation, and essentially it represents Black power, you know, in a world that is consumed with racism. And because of that, there are so many countless attempts to focus on misrepresentation. There's a lot of energy that goes into misrepresenting this faith. Like, I know that sometimes there's a saying that people wake up and choose violence. I literally feel like there are people that literally wake up and choose misrepresentation. They are really, really invested in misunderstanding this specific faith because of what it represents. And we're going to take some time to talk about that representation when we discuss the history, the origins, when we talk about the Haitian Revolution and how that was literally, you know, I I believe it was really one of the top revolutions that changed the world. And I believe that there's some statistics that talk about that. So we're gonna delve into why Vodou is again consistently misrepresented, right? So some of the negative portrayals of the faith has been so culturally embedded. It's literally being embedded in the fabric of our psyche. When people visualize Vodou, they automatically have this, again, psyche, you know, this association of these westernized imagery of demonic zombies, of black magic. So there's really a concerted effort within the secular space to demonize, and not only just to demonize, but to continue to reinforce and recondition our psyche with negative narratives. And there are so many different references, whether it's in movies, it's in books, it's in pop culture references. I mean, take a moment, think about your favorite genre, whether that be jazz, or whether that is country music, or whether that is R&B, right, or rock and roll. Think about the number of songs that you may know that uses phrases like "they put voodoo on me," quote unquote, or "your love is like a voodoo spell," right? And when you think about these nuanced pop culture, these nuanced secular references to this faith, it continues to feed this cognitive bias that continues to reinforce, recondition individuals to associate Vodou with a black magic, with a demonic narrative. We even see there's artists, like, so I can think of like artists that are trying to put Vodou in a more positive life. So I think about like shout out to like Jimi Hendrix, the late Jimi Hendrix, the amazing D'Angelo, that have used the term specifically in secular music with a more positive light. And in more recent films and TV shows, I've actually seen some efforts towards creating a more accurate representation of the faith. But I believe that there's still a lot of work to do. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done within the Vodou community and outside of the Vodou community to continue the accurate representation. So for me, I'm not specifically just focused on, people with their negative representation or positive representation. I'm really geared, and this podcast is really geared towards an accurate representation of the faith. So I say all that to say that the use of the word, as well as the interpretation of the term Vodou, really, really matters. And there are a number of different spellings, but it truly matters in how it's used, and the spelling and the context to which how the spelling is framed, because it continues to either reinforce or interrupt this secular demonization that the religion, the faith tradition continues to experience, the alienation to persecution that Vodouisans are sometimes experiencing in their lives, as well as how everyday people perceive and interpret this tradition. And so, you know, I wanted to just kind of take a moment to just kind of frame the conversation before we get into the actual spellings. So if you look at Britannica, the encyclopedia, within the Britannica Encyclopedia, Vodou is considered this like worldview that encompasses philosophy, medicine, justice, and religion. And Vodou is really a fundamental principle in that everything is spirit. So if we go back to the Fon and the Yewe languages from the Diomé Kingdom, which is now present-day Republic of Benin, the word Vodou literally means spirit, right? And in other words, like, humans are spirit who inhabit the invisible world, but also have access to the invisible world through spirit, right? So whether it's us as humans being spirit, It is us connecting with energetic signatures that are deemed a spirit. It's us connecting with the earth, right? And the elementals, nature, which are spirits. That is really what Vodou encapsulates. And I think that what's interesting is that the different spellings of Vodou are very unique. So when you say Vodou, they all mean different things, and it's super complex. It's extremely complex given the history of the tradition. You know, given the history of this Atlantic slave migration, the slave trade, given the complexities of the syncretism that the religion had to take on in order to survive post-Haitian Revolution, which we're going to go into it a little bit more, given the complexities of external representation of how people perceive the religion, how people perceive this faith tradition. And I think there are a couple of reasons why that is the case. First and foremost, other faith traditions or other religions, many of them, I won't say all, but many of them, they tend to have a more standardized kind of lens in how the word is spelled, because the religion's either governed centrally or it's perceived centrally. There are strong, let's say, sacred text and in how information is documented and passed on. And we see that in a number of other religions. And so because of that, because of those overt ways of standardization, of having like this, you know, really centralized governance model, of having specific sacred text that is used across the board, that tends to help honor the spellings of that specific religion. So we see that many religions do not have the same, you know, kind of representation the way Vodou does. They don't have multiple spellings. But again, because there's so much complexity within a religion that is not only an oral tradition, it is also decentralized, you know, in nature. And liberation is a core theme. Right? So because there are no central text, there's no central doctrine, right? Because Vodou is a faith that is shaped linguistically, culturally, and historically from a local perspective. I go back to when I talk about in episode one that what I share on this podcast is not absolute doctrine, right? It is an interpretation, right, that based on what was passed on to me, I'm passing on to my listeners, right? Because of this, like, oral tradition, sometimes that can be confusing to people or individuals that are used to having this kind of structure, having a certain rigor when they kind of perceive what they consider a faith tradition. And so because Vodou is kind of the complete opposite of kind of what is this westernized interpretation or definition of religion, the spelling of the terms really represent different ways that people practice, how they interpret, or how they perceive the faith. And I think that's one of the things that is really unique about Vodou that you do not find in other practices. You don't find that in other religions. There's not like 1,000 songs or 1,000 movie references or 1,000 just kind of secular phrases that encapsulate whether it's a positive or a negative stereotype of a faith as much as we see within Vodou. And I think that is super unique. There's some great things about that, but there are also some negative things that associated. There's a stigma that is associated to it. And I think it's important to just kind of give that overall context, right? Before, we really take a moment to break down each of the spellings. So I wanted to share that to really like frame today's conversation. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back.
Ai, bobo!
Ai, bobo!
Cuya, avançada, amarado! Kumanue! Cuya, avançada, amarado! Kumanue! Dan, balado, é bom, não lá, é! Agolis, aguada, é bom, não lá, é! Cuya,
spelling of the word carries different significance. It carries different meanings that is shaped by the geography, so the environment that that practice is perceived in and people's worldview. It's also shaped by the culture. It's shaped by language. And in some cases, it's shaped by kind of a secularized interpretation, right? So literally, let me count here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 different spellings. Isn't that wild? There are 8 different spellings of this faith tradition, and each of them are significantly different in how they're perceived, depending also on the individual and their specific perception, their specific worldview. So it's super fascinating, right? So I'm going to start with the original, right? So let's start with Vodun or Vodun, right? So Vodun is spelled V-O-D-O-U-N, or it can also be phonetically spelled as V-O-D-U-N, and it's Vodun, right? So Vodun with an N at the end of the word, okay? So if you ever hear someone use the word Vodun, Vodun is really the original interpretation, the original spelling that is widely accepted in Africa, specifically within the Republic of Benin, within Togo as well. Because within those countries on the continent of Africa, there are a number of individuals, let's say specifically the Fon and the Yewe peoples that practice Vodun, right? So that is the original. And so when we use the word Vodun, we are essentially creating space to highlight the roots, the linguistic roots of the word in Fon, and its deeply rooted connection to Africa, right? Its deeply rooted connection across the continent. And so sometimes you may see in, let's say, in academia, when there's certain specific discussions, when an individual uses the word Vodun, that is sometimes referring to Vodou prior to the transatlantic slave trade, right? So when we think about the original practice, the origins of this faith, right? Prior to its transformation to be, you know, to what I'm calling Haitian Vodou, prior to that, whenever individuals use that word, at least let's say within the diaspora, not all the times, but sometimes they are referring to the faith tradition pre-transatlantic slave trade transformation. Okay. So that's again Vodun, right? So that's V-O-D-O-U-N. Now I want to talk about Vodou. So when we created Agua Cerrito, this podcast is centered around Vodou. And specifically, I use the term Haitian Vodou, and I'm going to explain why in a moment. So when I think about Vodou and how I use it, it is V-O-D-O-U, okay? So I sometimes do use Vodun, depending on the conversation and the context to which I'm bringing meaning to a specific area. So if it's anything kind of pre-transatlantic slave trade, I think about Vodun, the original spelling. But if I'm talking specifically about Haitian Vodou, I'm going to use V-O-D-O-U. And again, that's just my personal preference. Vodou, that specific spelling, is widely accepted. It's a widely accepted spelling. You'll see in a lot of academic circles. You'll see it used widely amongst different practitioners. You'll see it used widely culturally in Haiti as well. And again, Vodou, it does derive from the Fon language. So it does drop the N, the Vodun, but it still means spirit. It still has that meaning of spirit, even if the spelling drops the N in it. But the Vodou, V-O-D-O-U, represents the religion as it's practiced in Haiti, right? And as it's practiced using the Haitian language, right? The Haitian Creole dialect, right? And so that's an important distinction, right? So when we think, when I think about Vodou, I think about how I'm acknowledging both its African roots. So we're acknowledging its African roots from, let's say, Benin and Togo, etc. But I'm also recognizing the transformation of the faith on the island of Hispaniola, right, which is now modern day Haiti and Dominican Republic. So using the word in that context, that is a widely accepted way to use the word. We're gonna take another break. Let you unpack that for a moment, and then when we come back, we will finish the other spelling variations of the word Vodou. Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Have a question, comment, or feedback? Feel free to send us an email at aguacedito@gmail.com. That's aguacedito@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.aguacedito.com. For more information about past episodes, show notes, and more. So another, I'm going to use these next couple of instances when I talk about Vodou. I'm going to use them in clusters. So if we think about the Latin America, the Spanish language adaptation of Vodou, we now have Vodou, Vodou, Vodoum, okay? And so when we think about Vodou, Vodou is V-U-D-U or V-O-D-U or V-O-D-U-M, which is used in Brazil, right? And so it was not just on the island of Hispaniola that Vodou was practiced, right? This is a practice, again, that came from Benin, that came from the mother continent. And so because of that, when the transatlantic slave trade took place, some practitioners went to the island of Hispaniola, but some practitioners went to other countries, right? Predominantly within the South America, within various different countries there, within Cuba, etc. So even though, again, and that's why I distinguish saying Haitian Vodou, because there are Spanish adaptations of Vodou practitioners. And I think that's important to mention. There's sometimes this idea that Vodou is just a faith tradition that is practiced in Haiti. That is not true. Vodou is practiced worldwide, and it does have some cultural roots, some specific roots in other countries as well. And so when we use Vodou, when we use V-U-D-U, V-O-D-U, or Vodoum, V-O-D-U-M, those are often used in Spanish-speaking countries that have a local version of this tradition. So some other examples, I mentioned Brazil, right? So there is what's called Dominican Vodou, right? Dominican Vodou, that's V-U-D-U. There is Cuban Vodou, right? And that's V-O-D-U. There's what's called kind of this Afro-Mexican Vodou, right? V-U-D-U in specific regions like Veracruz. There's Puerto Rican Vodou, V-O-D-U, which is sometimes not referred as Vodou. Sometimes it's referred as Espiritismo or Sanse, right? Which all both capture elements, have foundational elements of the Vodou practice. Or within Brazil, there's what's called Brazilian Vodoum, V-O-D-U-M, which is sometimes also called Candomblé Jeje, right? So being able to understand these nuances, remember, Vodou is a decentralized oral tradition. So because of that, the locality matters. And we're gonna talk more about that as a theological lens. In our next episode, we're gonna really unpack that because that's a critical part of understanding Vodou as either as a as a practitioner or as a just an individual just really trying to understand the faith in a bigger way. So that is kind of the Spanish adaptation of the practice. There's also the French influenced, right? So when you look at, you look at altars, you look at some of the practices at play, you will see a lot of French influence, right? Because of Frank, there's a thread of, you know, what I'm going to call Francophone culture within Haiti for quite some time. And so there are also French iterations of the word. So for example, you may see, even though it's pronounced phonetically as vodou, it's spelled differently. So the French spellings, there is V-O-U-D-O-U. There's also vodou, which is V-A-U-D-O-U. There's also V-A-U-D-O-U-X. Okay, that's another cluster. So earlier, I kind of captured the Spanish cluster of the spellings of the word. Here, I'm capturing the French clusters of the word. And it's really interesting, you know, growing up, and, you know, Francophone, in terms of having the French influence, it was more predominant, I'd say, in prior years, because growing up, when I saw the word being spelled, it was usually from the French influence. So I grew up knowing the practice, even the spellings of the different like laws and the spirits. I knew them from the French lens because that's how that was kind of the lens that my mother used and my family used. So it's really interesting, even though, you know, I've gone back to kind of the Haitian Creole version with vodou, V-O-D-O-U. I was raised with V-A-U-D-O-U. That was the lens that I saw it in, and many people did. So I think it's really interesting in that the term vodou, V-O-U-D-O-U, began to be used as a way to merge Haitian Creole with the French version. And the spellings, you know, I think the spellings are important to acknowledge, even if they're not used as much in today's world. But it's important to acknowledge the complicated relationship that Haiti has with the French, specifically in the colonial era, right? I call the V-A-U-D-O-U or the V-O-U-D-O-U or the V-A-U-D-O-U-X. I'm going to call that the fair weather friend spelling of the word. So while these terms were used, if you look at research, early research around the faith tradition, you'll see that term used heavily, right? Because that was the term that was considered, let's say, acceptable as a legitimate language, more so than today. Today, we see Haitian Creole being more kind of sought after to credentialize. And it makes sense, right? We're going to use the language of the land, right? But when we think about the colonized version of how the language and the religion was interpreted, it was through that kind of that French spelling version. So we saw a lot of these spellings, and I use the word fair weather friend as a way to use those words, because while it was kind of like a double-edged sword. So while there was a lot of research, in the earlier days on vodou from a French lens, it sometimes sought to educate people on the practice from a demonized, from a suppressed, or sometimes from a sensationalized perspective that purposely sought to undermine or, you know, illegitimize the faith. So while, yes, there was a lot of work that was done with the French iteration of it, not all of it really was accurate. So again, I'm going to stay away from saying it was negative. It wasn't entirely accurate. And in some cases, it created more harm. You know, so I think it's important to understand that context when we think about which iteration of the word that we're using. And lastly, the one that I shy away from the most is voodoo, right? So voodoo is V-O-O-D-O-O, right? And that spelling is essentially influenced by the English, right? So it's based on English colonial and post-colonial representations of the faith, specifically in the United States. So I think it's really interesting to say that because when we think about voodoo, so when you think about a lot of how people use like, oh, they put voodoo on me, or it's, you know, did they have a voodoo spell or whatever the case is, it's usually associated with that spelling of the word, right? It's usually associated with a sensationalized portrayal of the faith in popular media, specifically from Hollywood, right? That kind of has these negative connotations, these exaggerated superstitions that are really focused on misinterpreting and actually making people scared, right? People scared, especially outsiders, having them feel a sense of fear and uncertainty with the religion. So I think that's really interesting. And though the reason why I shy away from saying that using voodoo is bad, because it's, again, it's super complicated. There are some practitioners that are voodoo practitioners that use V-O-O-D-O-O as a faith tradition in the United States. So you may see individuals, let's say, that are hoodoo, let's say that's H-O-O-D-O-O. Sometimes they're also voodoo practitioners. And so for them, they may use the terminology with an accurate depiction that is locally kind of focused and accepted practices for certain individuals. So while yes, there are elements of the word voodoo, you know, having kind of these like sensationalized misinterpretations of the faith, there are some practitioners that do lean into using voodoo, right? So while for me, because of my background, I may see using voodoo as a religious slur, some practitioners in the U.S. and parts of the Caribbean, they associate their practice with the voodoo terminology. And one of the theological kind of phrases to be aware of, in especially in Haitian voodoo, we like to use the word honor and respect. Honor, respect, honor, respect. So we have, even if I don't use it, I have to honor and respect practitioners that are using that word. So it is not a one size fit all. It's not a binary relationship. Very complex, very intertwined. And so I hope this episode really allowed you to understand the different spellings of voodoo. I hope it helps give you another lens of how to view the religion, how it's interpreted, how in some cases it's purposefully misinterpreted. But I think it's important if you're learning about the religion to understand the historical context of all of these different words, right? Many scholars, let's say in the academic community, work to reclaim and standardize spellings, a lot of individuals do use the spelling voodoo, like V-O-D-O-U. But again, voodoo is still very popular and it still persists in popular culture, right? So I think it's important to realize that. But for me personally, I use voodoo, right? I think to me personally, from my lens, I believe the word V-O-D-O-U best represents the faith tradition in a way that it both honors Haitian culture, it honors the Haitian legacy, but it also honors its African ancestral roots. That is what we have for today's show. I hope that sheds some light on this specific topic. tune in to our next episode where we're going to discuss the principles and the cosmology of Vodou. I look forward to that conversation. But let's go ahead and close out today's episode with prayer. Thank you to the Almighty Creator, source of all life and breath. Thank you to the divine spirits, saints, and protectors who have walked with us in the sacred gathering. Thank you to the ancestral spirits in the West, East, North, and South. May your presence continue to guide us as we move forward. Thank you to the spirits of the earth, water, fire, and air, both known and unknown, who sustain and balance us in every moment. Thank you to the ancestors of our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, whose wisdom and sacrifices have paved the way for our existence. Thank you to all of our ancestors, both near and far. Thank you for encircling us with your love, your strength, and your eternal guidance. We give gratitude for the unity that we have shared together and for the wisdom that has been revealed in this moment. We release ourselves into the world with your blessings, asking for your continued protection and guidance as we walk our path. We honor the thread that connects all of us as children of this earthly realm and as spiritual beings beyond it. May the light of wisdom, the power of courage, and the bond of love remain with us as we part ways. May our hearts remain open, our minds remain clear, and our spirits remain strong to continue learning, growing, and thriving together. We affirm that all that is needed has been received, all that is to be learned will unfold, and all that is to be shared will bear fruit in time. Aibo bo, ago ago, bo, asao, alaso, awoshenago, javodo, afutai, bilolo, swa, kongo. Until next time. Thank you for tuning in to the Agua Cerrito podcast show.
J'aime la map gade yo, dans balan wedo, aida wedo, j'aime la pou m'gade.
J'aime la pou m'gade.
Haïtien, gardez bien après qui ça y fait nous là.
J'aime la pour me garder. Dans la lave d'eau, aïe dans la d'eau, j'aime la.
Anessa, chouk pour la liberté, tout limé.
Vale.
paroliera, Orale!
Joining us on the Aguacerito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits, and remember, the Aguacerito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.